This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This program is produced on Wurundjeri country. This is The Sound of Now on Joy 94.9.
Welcome in for the first The Sound of Now interview series of 2024. It's good to have you with us. My name is Triana Butler. I'm the host of this show on Joy 94.9. When we go out on a Monday night, it's just like a whole bunch of incredible new music. But here on the podcast, you'll hear the interviews that we do and extended versions of those interviews, full versions, including stuff that we couldn't play on air. This week, I got to chat with Robert Baxter. They have an incredible new EP out called You Wouldn't Expect Cupid to Cry. And we sat down, we got to talk about the whole project. It's so worth checking out. And here's our chat. Robert Baxter, so good to see you. What's up?
So good to see you too.
What's going on with you?
I just got back from a writer's camp in Sydney, and it's the week after my EP release, and everything's really good. I feel really energized, and this is exactly what I needed, so...
I want to talk about the EP in a sec, but tell me about this writer's camp, because it can be, for someone who is a writer and is a creative, a kind of scary process going into a space where you might not know the other people who are in the room, you might not know how you're going to gel with them, and there's kind of an expectation to come out the other side with a piece of work.
Well, I think I'm pretty good at getting along with people usually, especially creatives, and I honestly feel like I've done so much work on music and production by myself. Like, I just sit in my room and there's no one there to bounce ideas off and stuff. And when I did this camp, I was working with these people and they'd encourage me and tell me my ideas were good. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually good at this. I haven't really heard anyone say that in a bit. Not that I'm like fishing for compliments, but like, it's good to hear like other people give you feedback on your ideas and stuff. So it was really good. I think it's really what I needed.
The EP has been out for like a week and a bit now. Congratulations. It is so good.
Thank you.
What's the reaction been like?
It's been good. I think I haven't seen a lot of people in person because I just went away straight away after it came out. But my headline show is this weekend coming up, like a week from today. And I'll be able to see people's reactions to the music then. And yeah, there's been some support on social media and it's just really sweet. I'm really happy.
You Wouldn't Expect Cupid to Cry is an incredible title.
Thank you.
It's so evocative. It says a whole lot. Please tell me, you know, whereabouts this came from, what you mean behind it, like where it, yeah, all of that. Where'd it come from?
Thank you for saying that. That's really sweet. So in ballroom, you have a name. That's not your legal name, I suppose. It's your chosen name. And mine's Cupid. And when I was writing the song, Supernova, yes, it's all clicking. When I wrote,
makes so much sense now. Oh my God.
Yeah. When I was writing the song Supernova, I was like picturing myself like from an outsider perspective, like being sad or crying or like holding, like hugging a friend and crying. And so that's when I wrote the line. Holding my best friend in my arms, you wouldn't expect Cupid to cry so hard. And that was like me describing what the visual from the outsider perspective. And I called myself Cupid in that lyric and it just came out that way. And that song I wrote from start to finish in one sitting and never changed any of the lyrics. Like some of the rhythms and patterns are like a bit off, but I wanted it to be really like honest and authentic. And I originally had the idea of calling the EP maybe Cupid or something like that. But I just felt it didn't really encapsulate it. Like it's a bit like Cupid kind of sounds like a happy, like loving, like bop type of album to me. And I think it was my sister who said in the car one time when she'd heard Supernova, like months ago, she heard the line, "You wouldn't expect Cupid to cry." And she told me that that should be the title of the EP. And I was like, damn. You're right. I should pay you for that.
At least credits in the liner notes. Jesus.
Literally.
I know there are so many different things you do. You talk about ballroom. I saw you at Melbourne Fashion Festival a couple weeks ago, which was my first Melbourne Fashion Festival, and you were killing it there. You're never not doing something. How much of this this kind of ballroom side of you and all these other different elements of your personality are worked into this EP, this project?
It's everything. This EP is really everything that I feel. Even if I don't specifically reference those things with words, on a day I might meet a person at a ballroom event and I feel some type of way about it, and that will go into the writing. Everything aligns and everything affects everything else. It's like that, like a tree falls and then somewhere else there's a butterfly or something.
Oh yes, I get you now. I think it's possibly the other way around, but
I think also I really want to focus on music, and so I do have to take a little bit of a backseat on the other things, but they're all still there so strongly and such a big part of me and my life, and I'm really proud to have all of those different things that impact me. I actually was at this gig the other night and there was this artist and was like, every photo you do is so gorgeous, it's not fair, like it's because you're a model and you shouldn't be allowed to be a model and a musician at once. And I was like, you know, we've got to use what we've got, you know. So of course I'm gonna model in my album covers.
But also, like, I feel that is kind of the expectation of a lot of pop stars in the year 2024. And thanks a bunch for that, Dua Lipa, and thanks a bunch for that, Lady Gaga, and thanks a bunch for that, a whole bunch of other artists who've based a lot of what they do around being able to be a model and an artist, a songwriter, a vocalist, create their album artwork, you know, do the whole kind of package.
100%. Yeah, it's crazy, especially for independent artists. Like, sometimes you can't afford to pay people to do those things. Like, I'll direct, edit, do my hair and makeup, could do the choreography for my music videos. And, like, obviously, if in the future I have, like, a bigger team and, you know, more funds for those projects, I would love to collaborate with more people. But for now, that's pretty much the way I have to do it to get it done in the constraint that I have.
That's pure creativity, doing what you can with what you have. 100%.
100%.
Hey, look, we're going to play a couple songs off this EP, but I want you to give me one to start with that's like a good way to introduce it for someone who hasn't heard your music yet. What do you want to play?
I think we should do Kiss. Let's do the banger first.
Yes, banger is the key word. Tell me all about Kiss.
Sorry, I went to this party. I've told this story a lot because I have gigged Kiss. I've played it at my gigs for maybe like 2 years now. So it's finally out. Everyone's been asking me for it.
It's been 2 years. We've been waiting. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Crazy. But it's finally out, which is good. I just had to put the plans into motion. And I was at this party. There was a party full of straight people. The person who was hosting the party said to me, oh, there's like this one gay guy here. Like, you should meet him, kind of thing. And he was really my type. He was so gorgeous and like just like really like flirty. And like we connected well. We're like sitting on this couch together. And then he tells me that he has a boyfriend, but he's still like really flirty. He's talking about how big his bed is and how big his bath is and how it can fit two people and la, la, la. And so, and then, yeah. So anyway, Kiss is about like the idea of wanting to kiss someone you're not supposed to kiss. And also kind of not being my fault because I'm not the one with the boyfriend. So it's just like that, like kind of cheeky, but kind of like sad that it didn't happen kind of vibe.
It's perfect. Here it is. Robert Baxter, Kiss. It's Joy 94.9, The Sound of Now. That's new from Robert Baxter. It's called Kiss. It's from their brand new EP, You Wouldn't Expect Cupid to Cry. Robert is still with us via the medium of the internet, having just got back from Sydney. Thanks, Robert. Tell me about, I mean, I know you've got these grand plans for this show coming up. It looks monumental, and it looks like everything that you've put into this EP kind of being outworked into a physical space.
Yeah, I think I was tossing up whether to do a lineup of bands or live music artists, and the last show that I did to launch Tokyo, the single, I had just four of us all playing piano and singing to that, and it was a really intimate performance. And for this one, I was like, I've been in release mode for 6 months. I just want to party. Like, I want to party. I want good music. I want all my favorite DJs. And it's like a lineup of five incredible DJs, and I'm just gonna hop up there and sing for half an hour and like dance around with my dancers, and then we'll go back to partying. And that's so much less pressure for me, and I actually feel so relieved that that is how I'm going about it.
It also feels really like community-led and community-driven, you know what I mean? It's not just like, hey, it's the Robert Baxter Show. It's everybody.
100%. It's literally, I want to celebrate that this evening's coming out, but you can be celebrating whatever you want. We're all just partying. We're all just forgetting about our worries and having a fun time. That's really what I want.
Perfect. Hey, let's play one more song before we get out of here. You know your EP better than anyone, so I'm going to let you pick. We've heard Kiss. What else do you want to play?
I think we should listen to Adonis.
Yes. I played that a couple weeks ago. It is super, super. Yeah. It's intimate, this one. It is a slow jam. Look at you go.
Hey, yeah. Thank you. I'm really happy that I got to do this side of me, and I got my friend to play guitar, and I just texted him and I was like, play me something sexy. And he's like, I don't know how to do that. Like, he's kind of like a folky guitarist usually. And I was like, just get on the electric guitar and just shred something sexy. And then I put it into the production. And now I have my like Kiss It Better by Ariana moment.
Okay. Well, here is Robert Baxter's Ariana Kiss It Better moment. If you like, it's called Adonis. Robert, thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Huge thank you to Robert Baxter for sitting down and talking through this EP. I'm telling you, it's incredible. It's called You Wouldn't Expect Cupid to Cry. Do yourself a favor. It's a brilliant piece of work. Go support their music. If you've enjoyed this podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. And if you want to keep it to yourself and get updated whenever there's a new episode, why don't you subscribe? Just pick your podcast app of choice and hit the subscribe button in there and you'll get notifications every time there's a new episode. Don't forget as well, we are every Monday night at 6 p.m. on air on Joy 94.9 with the very best new music of the week. And we're now on Instagram at thesoundof.now. So if you want to have a little sneaky social media update on what we're up to, at thesoundof.now on Instagram. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.